BBC News with Marion Marshall. A surprise visit by President Bush to Iraq was disrupted when an Iraqi journalist threw his shoes and shouted insults at him during a news conference. Mr. Bush ducked and managed to avoid the shoes, which hit the wall behind him. The journalist was wrestled to the floor by security guards. Showing the soles of shoes is a sign of contempt in Arab culture. Our Baghdad correspondent Humphrey Hawksley said the gesture was a reflection of the mood in the country.
I think it reflects a kind of grassroots anger felt generally throughout the country. Yesterday I was out talking to people on different issues, and they were fairly upbeat about things, talking about the economy and imports and that sort of thing. When we were talking to people about President Bush's visit today, they were condemnatory.
The British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has highlighted the extent of the threat posed to Britain by Islamist militants in Pakistan and announced plans to combat the problem. Mr. Brown said three-quarters of the serious plots unearthed by the British police had links with Al-Qaeda in Pakistan. Mr. Brown was speaking in Islamabad after talks with President Asif Zardari following the recent attack on the city of Mumbai that India has blamed on Pakistani-based militants.
We will work to ensure that everything is done to make sure that terrorists are denied any safe haven in Pakistan. The time has come for action and not words, and I want to help Pakistan and other countries root out terrorism.
A Ugandan army spokesman has said that forces from Uganda, the Democratic Republic of Congo and southern Sudan have taken part in a joint military operation against the Ugandan rebel group, the Lord's Resistance Army. He said several rebel camps in the northeastern Congo were set on fire and destroyed. He said the operation had been a success, but the number of casualties wasn't known. The spokesman said Uganda provided what he called air assets, and all three countries had sent in ground forces. A BBC correspondent says the United Nations mission in Congo was aware of the operation, but had played no part. More details.